New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. Locally recorded books are available on digital cartridges. To order, call 800-458-3271 or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/spring-2011. Idaho and the Magic Circle, How They Came to Be, Adult Nonfiction, author Betty M. Beaver, read by Shelley Hinsdale and Lynn McCollum. A detailed extension of the author's fascination with the area around Idaho's Magic Dam and Magic Reservoir, this book was written after extensive research going back to the area's first native inhabitants some 10,000 years ago, presenting a history that's anything but dull. VDB 1168, 12 hours and 14 minutes. History of Aramo, including Arkansas, Hawkins Basin, Marsh Center, and Robin, adult nonfiction. Author Mike Boyce, read by Deborah Lynch. This History of Aramo, Idaho, starts with a short biography of Chief Aramo, the town namesake and respected Shoshone leader, and ends with short biographies of the families that occupied the area in the 1990s. Researched by the Idaho Centennial Committee, this book also details the settlement and growth of Arkansas, Hawkins Basin, Marsh Center, and Robin. VDB 1174, 15 hours and 15 minutes. Ender's Hotel, a memoir. Adult nonfiction. Author Brandon R. Schrand. Read by Sue Vapp. This memoir tells the story of Brandon R. Schrand growing up in Soda Springs, Idaho. The Ender's Hotel is owned by his family and is their home. The story takes us on a journey of Schrand's life and many of the lives of the people who pass through the hotel, and is about a search for personal identity in a confusing and harsh world. VDB 1180, 9 hours and 42 minutes. Ribbons of Silver, adult fiction. Author Catherine Myers. Read by Lisa Gertz. In the late 1800s, young Kenna Moren leaves poverty and Scotland to begin a proxy marriage with an American. Soon after meeting her new husband in San Francisco, the couple set off for their new home in the rugged mining boomtown of Silver City in the newly formed Idaho Territory. The long trip reveals some surprising discoveries about her attractive new husband. VDB 1186, 10 hours and 12 minutes. Alaska Justice, adult fiction. Author M.D. Kincaid. Read by Jeffrey Sollers. The fictional adventures of Trooper Blake, also a bush pilot, are based on real law enforcement cases in Alaska. There's lots of adventure and exciting case histories that will keep readers ready for the next chapter. VDB 1192, 9 hours and 40 minutes. Country Tales, adult nonfiction. Author Gail Bowman. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. A much-anticipated move to the Idaho countryside sets the stage for Gail Bowman's hilarious recollections of life, love, raising children, raising livestock, and raising cane in the country. VDB 1215, 3 hours and 29 minutes. At Nature's Edge, Frank Lloyd Wright's Artist Studio, adult nonfiction. Author Henry Whiting II. Read by Sue Vapp. readers will be delighted with the story of the second of only two artist studios completed by Frank Lloyd Wright. The studio at Teeter's Knoll, located above the Snake River in a remote area of Idaho, was designed for Archie Boyd Teeter, a landscape painter, and his wife Patricia. VDB 1218, 6 hours and 44 minutes. Great Railroad Race, The Diary of Libby West, Utah Territory, 1868. Juvenile Fiction. Author, Christiana Gregory. Read by Nikki Peters. In 1868, 14-year-old Libby West's newspaper reporter father makes daring plans to print his own newspaper as he follows the builders of the first transcontinental railroad. He says he will stay in the tent cities that follow the newly laid tracks. Libby's mother is furious and determined that the entire family will go. Libby writes about her adventure in her new cloth-bound diary. VDB 1222, 3 hours and 26 minutes. Ethnic landmarks. 10 historic places that define the City of Trees. Adult nonfiction. Author, Todd A. Shallot. Read by Duane Satterley. Hidden among bricks and brownstones are clues to the mysterious disappearance of people from distant places. Ethnic Landmarks tours buildings and cultural sites worthy of preservation. Each building is a reminder that Boise, an immigrant city, has long been a cultural crossroad and surprisingly diverse. VDB 1225, 1 hour and 46 minutes. The Doctor is Out. The insidious encroachment of bureaucracy into the practice of medicine and the resulting dangers to your health. Adult nonfiction. Author, David A. Weeks. Read by Chris Query. Boise Dr. Weeks not only explains the current healthcare crisis, but gives solid and easy-to-follow advice about how all of us can navigate through it. A book for those desiring to take charge of their healthcare. VDB 1226, 7 hours and 50 minutes. Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer. Adult nonfiction. Author, Novella Carpenter. Read by Lana Thurston. Idaho author Carpenter has written a charming and hilarious memoir about her attempts to raise animals for food. She is living in inner city Oakland, California, and decides to become self-sufficient with what she can grow and raise in her backyard. VDB 1227, 10 hours and 37 minutes. Alvor, Juvenile Fiction. Author, Laura Bingham. Read by Marianne Stevens. Idaho author Bingham has created a world of magic and mystery. 15-year-old twins Erin and Bane have never seen the secluded cabin in the woods by their home. Upon entering, they discover Alvor, a magical world haunted by Pegasi, dragons, and fairies. VDB 1228, 9 hours and 16 minutes. Building Bogus Basin, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Eve Brassy Chandler. Read by Eve Chandler. This book covers the history of Bogus Basin Ski Resort in the mountains near Boise, Idaho, from its beginning to 2009. Full of amusing and poignant stories, this history both entertains and educates. VDB 1230, 6 hours and 35 minutes. Report from Grimes Creek After a Hard Winter. Adult nonfiction. Author, Nancy Stringfellow. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. Grimes Creek is a small rural area off Highway 21 between Boise and Idaho City, Idaho. The author, longtime Idaho resident and mother of folk singer Rosalie Sorrells, captures the essence of living in this tough but beautiful environment. VDB 1232. 51 minutes. Magazine Corner. Idaho Yesterdays is a peer-reviewed journal devoted to publishing current research on the history and culture of Idaho and its region. A wide array of articles, including folklore, political science, geography, anthropology, cultural studies, and literature, are featured. Idaho Yesterdays is produced quarterly and can also be read online at http://idahoyesterdays.org. Idaho Landscapes, History, Science, and Art is the newest endeavor of the greatest historical minds in the state to produce a journal that is all about Idaho, as well as edited, produced, and published here in Idaho. Idaho Landscapes is produced intermittently. McCall is a beautifully designed, award-winning magazine that explores the history, culture, and lifestyle that makes McCall the resort of choice in Southwest Idaho. McCall is published quarterly.